Welcome back to Media Planning and Buying, Chapter 7, Media Timings. But before that, let's get to know me a little better. Hello everybody, once again, I am Tarun Makhija, the co-founder and CEO of Big Mao Digital and Media. I'm an IT engineer turned digital marketer. I'm also a lecturer, speaker, and believer of spreading positivity and a smile wherever I go. My aim in life is to train as many people as I can and spread a smile on each person's face, whether in person or through my social media platforms. Last but not the least, I can travel to the moon for food, and I love meeting new people and exploring new places. And lastly, I'm also the host of the podcast Be Limitless with Tarun Makhija and the live show on Instagram called Tarun Ke Saath. Moving back to media timings. Now, what all will we be learning in this chapter? Number one, the process followed by professionals for placing the advertisements. Number two, how to achieve optimum exposure within the specified budget. Number three, able to judge the importance of media blocking over memorability of the campaign. Introduction. Media scheduling is simply a timetable showing, number one, the time decision, when to advertise. If you don't know when to advertise, everything goes for a toss. Number two, the duration / space decision. How much to advertise each time? How many times should an advertisement should be shown to the user? And the frequency to advertise the message through different medias. How many times in a year or a specific period of time the message should be advertised in each of the medias. In choosing media scheduling, the advertiser faces both a macro scheduling and micro scheduling problem. The macro scheduling problem involves the scheduling of the advertising in relation to seasons and the business cycle. The micro scheduling problem calls for allocating advertising expenditures within a short period to obtain maximum impact. Let's assume and understand macro and micro scheduling by two simple examples. Macro scheduling. Suppose 60% of a product's sales occur between October and December, that is the festive season. The company can vary its advertising expenditure to follow the seasonal pattern, or if a company wants to oppose the seasonal pattern, go for constant spending throughout the year, wherein it makes more sense to spend much more in October to December because that's where 60% of the sales happen. That's exactly where the advertisers and media planners need to suggest the brand to advertise much more heavily compared to the other months. Otherwise, you can go to a normal pattern of constant spending throughout the year. Wherein micro scheduling, meaning suppose the company decides to buy 30 radio spots in the month of November. The company can go for concentration of advertising messages for the month, also known as burst advertising, dispersed continuously throughout the month or dispersed intermittently. Now, in this scenario, the company decided to buy 30 radio spots in the month of November, and the concentration of the advertising message for that particular month was different. Similarly, you can have different micro scheduling methods through which you can spread the different message depending on the season and the time continuously throughout the month or dispersing them at a regular interval of time. What is the aperture concept? The goal of the media planner is to expose the target audience to the message at the critical point when the consumer is receptive to the brand message. That is three things: right media, right people, right time. That's exactly what defines the media planner's expertise: choosing the right media, targeting the right people at the right time. I'll repeat: choosing the right media, targeting the right people at the right time. Well, another goal of the media planner is to find the most effective ways to deliver messages at every contact point, a point where consumer connects with the brand and responds to a brand's message. To find the most effective ways to deliver messages at every contact point, a point where consumer connect with the brand and respond to a brand's message. The above two can be achieved with the help of effective media scheduling. You as a media planner need to basically show the advertising message to the consumer always at the right time with the right connect and the right brand message. In the aperture concept, imagine like a bat hitting a ball for a home run. Aperture is the point at which the advertising message connects with the consumer at the best possible time and place to maximum effect. The aperture is that point at which the advertising message connects with the consumer at the best possible time and place for maximum effect. That's what the aperture concept is all about. Now, moving forward to media scheduling. The most effective scheduling patterns depends on the communications objectives in relation to the nature of the product, target customers, distribution channels, and other marketing factors. The timing factor or the timing pattern should consider three factors as a whole. Number one, buyer turnover expresses the rate at which new buyers enter the market. The higher this rate, the more continuous the advertising should be. Number two, purchase frequency. It is the number of times during the period that the average buyer buys the product. The higher the purchase frequency, the more continuous the advertising should be. That's exactly why your purchase frequency is the number of times during a particular period the average buyer buys the product. That is when you need to show the ad, schedule the ads for them much more often to increase the purchase frequency in that duration or that time period. The forgetting rate is the rate at which the buyer forgets the brand. The higher the forgetting rate, the more continuous the advertising should be. Imagine your buyer forgetting the brand because he or she doesn't interact or see your ad anywhere on any medias. Thus, the higher the forgetting rate, the more you should advertise and the more spend should be done on advertisements. These are the three ways of media scheduling. Like we were discussing, media scheduling can be done through three ways, with number one is buyer turnover, purchase frequency, and the forgetting rate. That's what is exactly going to define the timing of your advertisement. These are the three primary factors that you need to keep in mind when you are running an advertisement: buyer turnover, purchase frequency, and forgetting rate. Your scheduling strategies can be in five different ways: continuity bursting, flighting, roadblocking, or pulsing. Continuity meaning have a similar spends at the regular intervals of time throughout the year. Flighting meaning with regular breaks. Pulsing meaning sometimes the spends are higher, sometimes they are lower, depending on the seasonality of your brand and the requirement by your consumer to be able to see the ads. Continuous advertisement or advertising is a type of scheduling which involves advertising the message evenly throughout the given period of time or throughout a year. Example, if a company wants 48 television radio spots, it will advertise 4 times in a month or once in a week or on every Monday, which is 4 times in a month multiplied by 52 weeks, which is multiplied by 12 months, which is 48. That is where your advertising schedule is continuous and constant throughout the entire year. Just an example. Second is concentrated advertising. This scheduling involves giving all the advertisement in a single period. Thus, the concentration advertising means to spend the entire advertising budget within one flight. It's applicable when the product is sold in one season, event, festival, or holiday. Example, there is a company which advertises 48 spots within 4 days during Diwali festivals, 12 times a day. Considering the same example that we took in continuous advertising. This also means that a company which is an event-based company, for example, or a brand or a product which only sells during such events, for example, your Christmas hats or Christmas caps will be only sold during the Christmas season, or Diwali diyas will be only sold during Diwali or Dashera. Similarly, tights will only be sold during Sankranti. Again, These are the ways wherein your advertisers can put in all the budget concentrating on specific months only. Now, giving you hypothetical examples doesn't really mean that you have to do it, but if your brand requires this, 100% do it. Flatting advertising. This scheduling involves giving advertisement at specific intervals. Company advertises for some period, followed by a break of an advertisement, followed by the second flight of advertisement, and likewise. For example, a company with seasonal, cyclical, or infrequently purchased products follows such scheduling. A company with a limited fund prefers to advertise during specific seasons or festivals only, because they know that is exactly where the customer will be interested in purchasing their products. So this kind of advertising schedule is very beneficial for people who have, or brands who have not a very big budget, but have a specific budget and want to spend it wisely over the period of time when they expect the budgets to give them the maximum ROI. Next is pulsing advertising. This scheduling is the combination of both continuous and flighting advertisements. It includes continuous advertising at low weight level, reinforced periodically by waves of heavier activities. In other words, the company spends contain certain portions of advertising funds for continuous advertising and the remaining funds for flighting advertisements. The company may advertise once in a day with a brief advertisement message, and its detailed advertisement appears for a week regularly after every 3 months. This timing is preferred by the financially sound companies. And pulsing advertising is one of the best forms to be present with your customer throughout. You have a constant schedule of the customers seeing your ads, plus you're increasing the spends whenever there is a spike in your consumer's behavior or in your product sales, or when you want that season to perform better, and likewise. So pulsing advertising is one of the best forms of media scheduling. In terms of media scheduling, a company has to decide how to allocate its advertising budget over space as well as over time. The company makes national buys when it plays ads on national TV network or in nationally circulated magazines. It makes spot buys when it buys TV time in just a few markets or in regional editions of a magazine. These markets are called areas of dominant influences, or ADIs, or designated market areas, which are DMAs. Ads reach a market 40 to 60 miles from a city center. A company basically has to allocate their budgets very well over the space as well as over time. You need to understand to how long they want to reach in geography, till how long they want to advertise, to where all they want to advertise, and where do they need to make an impact. This is exactly where they will be able to generate the maximum output of the ads. The company makes local buys when it advertises in local newspapers, radio, or outdoor sites. In a nutshell, the timing depends on how often is the product bought, whether it is used more in some months than in the others. Timing decisions relate to factors such as seasonality, holidays, days of the week, and time of the day. Thus, it is very important to time your media spends and your campaign and your strategies right. Because if that goes wrong, your product and your campaign will be a big miss. And you as advertisers or as media planners do not want that at all. So always remember, how often is the product bought? Whether it is bought much more in some months versus the others. And advertise and plan your budgets and your campaigns accordingly. In the same manner, the duration, which is how long should you advertise, depends upon three simple things: schedule and advertising budget, consumer use cycle, and competitive strategies. Wherein how long will your schedule be depends on the advertising budget, because the more the budget, the more you can spread the ads over a period of time, or concentrate and spend it over a period of time as well. What is the consumer use cycle? How often will the consumer be requiring the product? And your competitive strategies with your competitors. Other factors in media scheduling are as follows. Number one, timing and duration. It involves a balance between available advertising dollars and the length of the campaign. Simple. You have X number of rupees or dollars to advertise versus the length of the campaign. That is where your media schedule will play a very important role in deciding the duration and the timing of your ad. How long will it run and till what duration will the ad be running? Second is the size strategy. Size and length relate to advertising objectives. Positioning. Where is the ad placed in? Print, better readership near the covers and first few pages. Sometimes center spread is better depending on how the magazine is bound. Understanding the right size strategy and the ad placement is another very important factor. If you don't place your ad at the right place in a newspaper or on a digital medium, it might not give you the results that you're looking for. And you also need to understand what is the advertising objective so that you can place the ad either on the full front page of a newspaper or on a jacket ad on a TOI in their website or on a Facebook campaign or on a Google search ad or a Google display ad, depending on what your size and length is according to your advertising objectives. Share of voice. It is used to represent the relative portion of ad inventory available to a single advertiser within a defined market over a specified period of time. I'll repeat. It is used to represent the relative portion of the ad inventory available to a single advertiser within a defined market over a specific period of time. This is what share of voice is. It's a particular amount, a particular portion of the entire ad inventory which is available to a particular advertiser within a defined market over a period of time. The weight is usually defined in terms of expenditure, ratings, pages, poster sites, and many, many more. The last factor is share of mind. It is the degree to which a particular brand is associated with the general product category. Requesting a Xerox instead of a photocopy. Yes, that is what Xerox as a brand has done. People don't use photocopy, but they use Xerox much more often. That's what people do. They Google it. They don't search on the internet. They Google it. That is exactly the degree to which a particular brand is associated with the general product category and with the consumer. Social media timing. Now, talking about social media timing, it's one of the most optimal, important, crucial things a media manager should know. Every media manager is keen on optimal timing for social media, for their brands, for the brands they're managing. If you go wrong on a social media timing, imagine you're posting for a brand at 2 a.m. in the night and the good time was 7 p.m. in the evening. You will not reach out to your target audience and the audience you wanted to reach out to, and the post will die in a little while. Thus, timing and social media is the biggest key. So to say, no one can actually figure out that when was the right time or the high time, but yes, we have certain tools through which you can take out the average probable time wherein you will get the best results. Because that is when, if you post, you will get the best out of your campaign. Based upon some research in this domain, what we have is some conclusions which can be drawn, but still the whole picture keeps varying, keeps differing for brands to brands, target audiences to target audiences, and your customers' research and volume of when they access your page or interact with your page or engage with your page. As per some research and stats on Twitter, Facebook, email, and blogging, the best time to communicate with others would depend specifically on the platform. It differs from platform to platform. There are users who will use a specific platform at a specific hour and a specific email they'll open at a specific hour, so on and so forth. The best and worst times to post on social media. The best time to post on Facebook is generally considered as 6 to 8 a.m. or between 2 to 5 p.m. Worst time to post is weekends and 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Generally, if you see a lot of social media, people use them, right? For example, Facebook, Instagram are used more often during lunch hours, which is 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. or during your post-work hours, which are 7:30 to 8 p.m. or early in the morning when they wake up and they pick up their phones. Similarly for Twitter and for Facebook, wherein LinkedIn is used by professionals early in the morning from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. or in the evening from about 5 to 6:30 p.m. But the worst time to post on LinkedIn is between the working hours. That is where you will not get the right traction and your post will not reach out to the right target audience. Similarly, this differs from platform to platform, but one tip over here, your social media timing should be defined according to your target audience. If your target audience is active at 10 p.m., post on 10 p.m. If your audience is active at 1 p.m., post at 1 p.m. At 10 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 a.m., 7 a.m. Depends on your content and your target audience. Enhancing media memorability. Through media timing is very, very important. Consumer should remember the ideas conveyed. Consumer always remember things that are relevant, different or unique, emotionally impactful, frequently encountered, and recently encountered. Media plays an important role in making communications memorable, wherein you understand and you ask yourselves, which is the last ad that you remember? Was it different? Was it relevant to you? Was it something you saw for the first time? Or was it something that you kept on seeing over and over again? That's exactly why you will remember a particular ad. And that's exactly why media plays a very important role in making a communication for the brand memorable. Does the relevance, difference, and emotional impact evolve out of the creative content? The content you put out there will make sure that it is relevant to your audience, or it is different and unique from other advertisers or other brands or other competitive brands, or how emotionally impactful it is. Encounter, bother, recent and frequent are functions of media delivery. Both recent and frequent are functions of media delivery, like how recent was the ad that you saw or that media that showed the ad to you, or how frequently are you seeing that ad. Now, when it comes to enhancing the media's memorability and the consumer's memorability, media is a very important plays a very important role in that. Thus, enhancing media memorability is closely related to all the factors that we discussed, right from relevance to the different ad type, to the uniqueness of the ad, to how emotionally impactful it can be, how recently it was encountered by the user, or how frequently was it encountered by the user. Media memorability can be achieved by the following factors. Delivering relevance. The creative expression and the nature of the hosting mediums will factor into the relevance of a piece of communication. Now, what do we mean by that? How relevant is your communication with your content, with your creative, being given to the target audience that you're trying to reach out to? If your creative or your content is a miss, then the relevance will decrease naturally. Thus, you have to make sure that your relevance is always on high, which is a fulfillment of the right content, unique ad, plus the right creative strategy being followed. Second is reaching the right people at the right time. You know, this is the biggest key in anything that you do in advertising. Reaching the right people at the right time. It can be a media plan, it can be a social media post, it can be your website blog. Right time to the right people is the key. Your audience measurement research and studies like RAM are used to identify media vehicles that will be good at reaching the appropriate target audiences at the appropriate time. Media agencies also put much efforts into identifying the situation, particular time slot, or days of the week that present the best opportunity for the brands. Now, if you know a particular time slot or a particular day of the week or a particular month, which will be the best according to that media that you're applying to the brand, you can actually reach out to the right people at the right time. Advertising around relevant content is also a tried and tested route to reaching people when they are most likely to be open to a brand's message. Now, it all boils down to a lot of research, a lot of analysis, wherein what media is consumed by what kind of audience at what time, which will make your plan even better and make your advertisement and your communication even more memorable for the user. Across groups. Now, cross-media research has confirmed the value of understanding in detail how different media performs with different groups. You need to understand and research what kind of mediums perform how well in different groups. There can be multiple groups in which you can post the same message and the same advertisement, but it will have a different impact with different types of groups, with different kind of TG in every group present, and different kinds of people present in every group. Thus, these are the three ways which you can increase media memorability with. Plus, we have a couple of more ways. Non-TV options. Now, what are the non-TV options through which you can increase the media memorability? A TV ad can be a powerful communication device, but so can be a full page ad in a magazine or a proactive or eye-catching poster. Media researchers have shown and have realized great brand impact from non-TV campaigns over the years. Now, just imagine what apart from TV can you do? Newspaper, social media, Google ads, advertising on a website, display ads, a lot of spectrum wherein you can get a better output compared to a TV. Thus, exploring those options and analyzing and researching those specifically to your TG and your brand is the key. And that is where you realize where did the consumer actually receive the ad very well and revert to the ad very well as well. Channel strategies. A strong brand sets itself apart by offering a brand experience that is meaningfully different. So media choices that amplify the difference will be most effective. Now, your media which you're selecting, if it helps the user in making that choice and making that particular decision better, then you select that particular media. Your entire experience to the customer should be exactly what you're trying to convey from day one, regardless of the media. Advertising, it's in an unusual time slot or program genres on TV can also set a brand apart. Now, it can be a place where the ad was not even expected. It can be a TV show where the ad was not expected. It can be an unusual time where the ad was not expected. This can help you set your brand apart versus other brands, because everybody is trying to target the same brand bandwagon, but you are trying to differentiate and become unique compared to those brands. Sponsorship is commonly used to build difference as brands adopt some properties to try to differentiate themselves by associating with special events or programs or programming. Now, sponsorship is another method to grab attention of the consumer, because you and your brand is shown to the consumer through those sponsorship channels or events at various places, which gives them a better recall value again. Now, how can we achieve media memorability by doing a lot of other things, like in both qualitative and quantitative research? Settings, consumer accept or reject various media options for particular brands on what seem to be largely emotional grounds. Specifically, you have to consider the emotional grounds if you're advertising in a country like India. Consumers see that the medium has a role in saying something about the brand, and this information may be very useful to a brand that needs repositioning. Now, if you do an ad through a newspaper, it has a different impact in a different kind of emotion with the consumer has. Wherein if you do the same ad on your mobile phones or social media, it has a different impact. Similarly, on TV, radio, everywhere, a medium has a different role in conveying some message about the brand to your user. The other factors that can deliver emotional meaning to communication is the content in which it occurs. The content and the context in which the ad occurs or your communication is occurring is very important for the consumer to again understand what you're trying to convey even better. Highly engaging content is believed to lead to heightened attention during commercial breaks. You produce an ad or you make an ad which engages your user, and that is where you will lead to even better and higher attention and retention of your user to your ad, which will further lead to better memorability of your brand. So if advertising around engaging content leads to increased attention to the ads, we think it is reasonable to assume that advertising around specific types of content may transfer the emotional associations of that content to a brand. Now, what do we mean by that is that when there is a specific content which is very engaging, it always leads to better attention of the users to that particular ad. And finally, it will give your brand that kind of emotional association with the content, with the user combined, and make it even better for your user to buy a particular product or trust the brand or develop a bond with the brand. For example, advertising during serious TV dramas or news programs could lend gravity and credibility to an insurance company or a financial service provider. Whereas the Kapil Sharma show might be a better venue for a candy, snacks, or a fun vacation or destination brand. Now, media pundits believe that the media environment and the content providers are an emotional context that can transfer to the brand and its communication. The environment in which you advertise and the content together really provides an emotional context that can transfer to the brand and its communication. Imagine you advertising a very serious brand between a comedy show on your television. It's not going to resonate with your audience. They might just get up and do their work and come back when the show resumes. Similarly, advertising a serious thing on a news channel will be one of the best things to do in today's time because they keep showing news which is serious and which people will want to act upon. Thus, your environment of the media matters a lot, and that is where your context matters of your communication and the brand that you're trying to advertise, which will in turn increase your customers' memorability and also try to understand that you will decide the fate of your campaign. Thus, make sure that the environment suits the ad that you're trying to do, or the brand that you're trying to do, or the target audience that you're trying to target. With that, we come down to the summary of the chapter. What all did we understand in the chapter? We understood that building block strategy concept begins with the media that reaches the most prospects and works down to those that reach the smallest. Media can carry messages to the right people at the right time, and media vehicles can make or break the relevance of a brand's communication. A great media choice can reach relevant people in a distinctive and emotionally engaging context and substantially enhance the memorability of brand communications. For brand communications, the medium plays a very significant part of the message being put across to the consumer. Smart media decisions can significantly enhance memorability and enhance marketers to get the most out of their communication investments. With that, we understood where and how to advertise, what kind of patterns to advertise, what is the right time, how do you research and get the right time and the duration for an ad, and which kind of brand environment or communication is right with the right kind of medium for a particular brand. With that, we come down to the end of the chapter. Thank you so much for staying all this while. See you soon in the next chapter. Until then, take care, stay safe.